The Little Village of New Starts by Donna Ashcroft. Read by Paula Masterton for Saga Egmont. For Steve Phillips, you are an inspiration. Chapter 1. Evie Stewart took a deep breath of fresh Scottish air and looked over the tall mountains surrounding Buttermead Farm. She made her way down the wide gravel pathway that led from her family's farmhouse to the three yurts they rented to holidaymakers. The sun was out this morning, and the vibrant emerald grass in the surrounding fields was peppered with hundreds of fluffy sheep that Evie's family reared for wool. At her feet, Miss Daisy, a pygmy goat with soft black and white fur and a set of ears she could have borrowed from Yoda, let out a joyful "Mah!" as she trotted along beside her.
"Morning, lass."
Evie's da, Grant Stewart, broke off from mending a wooden fence post to give his daughter a swift kiss on the top of her head.
"You feeling okay?"
His tanned, weathered face creased with worry, and she nodded, squeezing out a smile.
"Great," Evie soothed. "Just changing the towels."
She lifted the fragrant blue bundle in her arms and blew him a kiss, continuing down the track before he could ask anything else, and almost immediately bumped into her mam.
"Evie!"
Fiona Stewart had long red hair the colour of her daughter's, and a youthful, pretty face, despite being almost 50. She'd been up at dawn with Evie's da feeding the sheep. Her nose had a flake of mud on it, which Evie swiped off with a finger.
"Are the yurts ready?"
Fiona asked. Saturday was changeover day, and Evie had scrubbed the bathrooms, hoovered, and changed the beds earlier this morning. She only needed to refresh the towels, and her time was her own. At least until she had to drive to Inverness Airport. But she wouldn't think about that now.
"All done."
Evie tried to walk past her mam, but Fiona put a hand on her shoulder.
"Are you okay?"
she asked, gently scanning Evie's face with a frown.
"You look tired, and Nana Agnes said she heard you pacing your bedroom last night."
"I'm fine," Evie said again, flashing her brightest smile.
"See you later, ma'am,"
she added, before heading down the pathway, speeding up as she reached the first yurt so she could disappear inside. An hour later, Evie dipped a toe into the small lock-in situated on the boundary of her family's farm and lifted her pale face up into the late morning sunlight. The water looked aquamarine today, like an undiscovered bay on the Mediterranean coast, but the temperature was only about 15 degrees above freezing.
"Ma!"
Miss Daisy put one hoof into the water and complained loudly.
"I won't be long,"
Evie murmured, watching her four-legged companion turn to explore the small beach. Shivering, Evie waded a little further into the clear water, glad she'd pulled the legs of her dark blue trousers up. In front of her, somewhere on the shingly grey mountain that was half covered in shrubs and trees, a starling began to chirp. Evie closed her eyes, enjoying the solitude and gentle breeze on the side of her cheek, forgetting the impending trip to Inverness Airport. She pushed away the feelings of guilt and hurt that still crept up on her at times, and took another moment to enjoy the silence, appreciating that no one was asking if she was okay. The peace lasted only a moment before Evie heard the crunch of gravel behind her, and her heart sank as she scoured the hill that separated Bonny Lochan from the green pastures of Buttermead Farm.
"Who's that?" she asked the goat, wondering if she was going mad. When she heard another footstep, and no one immediately materialised, Evie sprang out of the water. She tried to ignore the painful digs from the stones on the pads of her feet as she quickly made her way across the beach, searching for somewhere to hide. If Nana Agnes or her mam had come looking for her, she'd spend the next half hour convincing them she was happy on her own. There was a big black rock a few metres from the water, but it probably wasn't large enough to conceal her. As Evie heard another crunch of gravel, her eyes hit on some dense green shrubbery to her right. She quickly hid behind it, determined to eke out a few more precious moments alone. When a stranger's head appeared at the top of the hill, she crouched farther out of sight. The man looked tall, definitely over 6 foot, and he was waiting for